This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. Catholic Health Partners has offered to give its former Mercy Mount Airy Hospital building to Hamilton County. The county coroner wants to build a new crime lab in the building, saying it would be cheaper than constructing a standalone facility. Some officials have suggested it would also make sense to move some other county functions to the Mount Airy location, including the Board of Elections. But that part of the plan has run into some opposition in the community. Opponents say moving the BOE to Mount Airy could make it harder for some people to early vote in person. Joining us to discuss the issue are Hamilton County Board of Elections Chairman and County Democratic Party Chair Tim Burke. And also on the phone, we have the Hamilton County Republican Party Chairman and also a member of the Board of Elections, Alex Triana-Filu. And also, I think coming up soon, we're going to have the County Coroner, Dr. Lakshmi Shanmarko, to talk about the crime lab issue. But first, while we're waiting on Dr. Shanmarko, let's start with the, obviously the Catholic Health Partners willing to give you the county, the Mercy Mount Airy Hospital. The county coroner wants to use it as part of the space for a crime lab, but it's a pretty good-sized building, and some of the county commissioners have said, well, we could move some other things there. Board of Elections, I think, needs some more space. You have a rather expensive lease, so why not move the Board of Elections there? Tim, I think you sort of agree with that part, that, you know, it makes sense maybe to move the office there. You're worried about the early voting.
Well, let me be clear. First of all, I think this is a wonderful site, and they're offering much more than just that building to the county. There's a lot of vacant land that goes along with it. It's a perfect site for the county coroner and what they need to do out there. But the coroner's idea for moving out there began with the idea of creating a law enforcement campus out there that would involve the coroner, the sheriff, and perhaps some Cincinnati police functions out there. The Board of Elections was an afterthought. I've got serious concerns about whether or not it's smart to move the board out there. My preference would be that the entire board remain downtown. I'm willing, though, to compromise as long as we do not impede early voting downtown.
Alex, I think you're with us. Let's get your response to that idea about moving the Board of Elections to Mount Airy.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Have you been based on last week's
conference? We think this is a wonderful opportunity to move the operations of the Board of Elections under one roof. You know, we currently operate essentially out of three locations. We use a one location downtown, one location out in the suburbs where we store machines in a warehouse, and then we also do training at a hotel, you know, at taxpayer expense annually. So we'd be able to bring everything under one roof. And I know that that's probably where Tim and I agree, is that it would be ideal for us to do all those things under one roof. But one part of this that I think is important to note is that we operate a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week drop box downtown, Jay, for people to drop their ballots. And, you know, in Ohio now, you can vote for 35 days. We have election month, not election day. You can vote for 35 days. You can get your ballot by mail, and you can drop your ballot in a drop box if you don't feel comfortable mailing your ballot back to us. What we've said is, let's put a 24-hour drop box. Let's leave the drop box we have already. Let's leave one downtown for anyone, the very small number of people that do rely on public transportation to come downtown and vote. They can get a ballot mailed to their address where they're registered to vote that ballot, and then just drop it off downtown to us. We think that's a great way to do this, and then let us utilize this free space that's being offered out in Mount Airy.
Alex, are you saying leave this very same drop box at the Broadway location?
You know, Howard, we would have to figure out how we could do that. But if we didn't put it there, we could put it in the county administration building. I know I actually spoke with Christian Sigmund about this. They certainly would make a secure drop box location for us in some county-operated facility in the downtown area. Again, making it so that you can vote your ballot for 35 days in Ohio. You can vote your ballot and simply just drop it off downtown.
Let me ask both of you this. Do we know if it would be legal in the state of Ohio to have a separate location for early in-person voting?
Franklin County does that right now. They have a separate location for early voting. And we have some 24,000 people who take advantage of coming to the Board of Elections to vote in person early. Many of those are downtown business people who just walk to the Board of Elections. Many come by bus, and getting to this Mount Airy site by bus would be extremely impractical for many people who don't have cars. And the Inquirer today in their editorial says 11% of the households in Cincinnati do not have cars. They rely on mass transit.
Unless you happen to live on Route single, 17.
On the single bus line that services there, that site.
You would have to take multiple buses.
Correct.
Is that, that's a fact, Alex, is it not?
Oh, there is, yes, part of that is a fact. Let me say this to you, though. Of that 24,000, it's probably a minuscule number of those people who actually do take mass transit. So now you're talking about even a smaller subset of the 535,000 voters who live all across this county. Look, all along, we have felt like the 500 free parking spaces that we would offer in Mount Airy, free parking for residents of the entire county, not just the city, but people from Forest Park or Terrace Park or Harrison or any of the outlying communities, they may now find it a little bit more palatable, Howard, to come down or to come down to Mount Airy, still, by the way, in the city of Cincinnati, come into Mount Airy, park their vehicle in one of the free parking spaces, and exercise their right to vote. I fundamentally believe that if we took this, made this decision, our numbers of early voting would either stay the same or go up because of the availability of free parking in a suburban-style community that we live in where most people do have vehicles.
This is not simply a suburban-style community that we live in. We heard from the president of the NAACP on Monday. We're hearing from other representatives of the African-American community. There is a very deep-seated concern about whether or not, if we move early voting to the Mount Airy site, not accessible readily by mass transit, that we are further disenfranchising African-American voters.
Alex, before I let you go, because we've got Dr. Sammarco that I want to get to on the phone, I think Commissioner Monzel said yesterday that he was maybe open to the idea of, you know, if the board moved to Mount Airy, having this early voting site in downtown. Where do you stand on it? Is that a compromise that you may be willing to consider?
That means we would have no voting at our Mount Airy site with ample free parking. And I'm not in favor of that at this point. I think we ought to keep our operation under one roof. I think, again, this option of delivering your ballot via mass transit to a downtown drop box is a wonderful opportunity for that very small percentage of that 24,000 people who actually require mass transit to get downtown. And I just want to say, I think it's fair to give me the opportunity to say this. We reject this question of disenfranchisement of voters. We're making the County Board of Elections equally accessible to all people by putting it still in the city of Cincinnati in a place where there is mass transit for the small number of people that require it, leaving a drop box downtown and having free parking.
Alex Triana-Filou is the chairman of the Hamilton County Republican Party and also a member of the Hamilton County Board of Elections. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you all very much. Have a great day.
We also have Dr. Lakshmi Sammarco, who is the Hamilton County coroner. If you could start off, we've heard a lot about the problems with the current crime lab, and I'm as briefly as you can, describe what the current conditions at the crime lab and why that is a problem.
Well, it's hard to be brief about a topic that's so close to everybody that works in our office. But we have microscopes and people working in hallways. We have a trace evidence section that is forced to open certain types of evidence on a different floor to avoid contamination with a firearms section, which is sort of spilled out of their small room into the trace evidence section. We have federally funded equipment in the DNA section, which was all purchased with grant money from the federal government and not using county funds. Recently, almost $100,000 piece of equipment was purchased to work in series with another piece of equipment in the DNA section, and we can't even put it in the same room because it can't and have it turned on at the same time because of the limitations of the electrical loads to the building. So we have to actually unplug one machine and plug in the new one, wait for it to boot up, and transfer all the samples over. It makes us very, very, very inefficient. And the building was originally built for half the number of people that actually work in it. So now we're also talking about occupational safety, you know, the safety of everybody that works in that building. We don't have a generator backup for the body coolers. There are just so many things I could continue on with, but the building is clearly outrun its purpose. It's not able to handle the current technologies, let alone any future technologies that come along. And that's one of the reasons we're excited at the prospect of Mount Airy. It has space that we could grow into. I'm sure there are going to be forensic technologies that come along that we can't even imagine now. And we need to be able to accommodate those. It's like DNA technology that wasn't in existence when the current crime lab was built.
Do you have? Is there a way to quantify the conditions? Does that create unneeded backlogs of cases that you need to process? Can you quantify that it adds 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months to processing cases?
It definitely adds to the backlog. We only have enough space to open a small number of cases at a time, and depending on the department, one case at a time. And you can imagine if you can only work on one case at a time because you don't have any space for a second person to work or a third person to work, you're going to create a backlog because your new cases come in every day. So quantifying it is difficult, but I would say, a 2 or 3 month backup of cases because of our limitations, yeah, definitely.
Clearly, this would be plenty of space for you for a crime lab out at Mercy Mount Healthy.
Mount Airy.
Do you need the Board of Elections to come along out there in order to make this work?
Well, that's what I'm being told. We started off with a discussion.
Told by the commissioners?
The commissioners. The Board of Commissioners. But the initial discussion was, this is a 400,000 square foot usable space building. And if you're only going to occupy 100,000 square feet right now, even planning for the future of taking a little bit more than that, we need you to find partners for the building. And so we started looking around. And, considering what we do, we thought our best partners would come from the law enforcement area. So we talked to the sheriff. We talked to Cincinnati Police. They each had needs that would fit into the space in this building and what we do. And there's land associated with this building where there are other needs that the sheriff has, that the SWAT team has, the dive team has space needs as well. And there's enough space on this property to accommodate all of those. And even if it's a phased-in operation, I think this is an ideal location for a regional law enforcement center, starting with the crime lab and phasing in the additional operations for the sheriff and Cincinnati Police. And frankly, this represents an amazing opportunity for both the city and county governments to work together, for both divisions of both the sheriff and Cincinnati Police to share a property room, perhaps, to work side by side on cases, to have the personal crimes divisions work side by side, the homicide detectives working side by side, and there's so much that can be gained from that that's not tangible.
Dr. Sanmarca, real quickly, can you give us the cost comparison if you had to build a standalone facility versus the cost to remodel what you want to do at Mercy Mount Airy?
Yeah, absolutely. The Crime Lab Design Company, which was originally commissioned by my predecessor and the Board of Commissioners to do a needs analysis and cost analysis for the Crime Lab, said in their report from February of 2012 that a 95,000 square foot Crime Lab built from scratch on a piece of land would cost $56 million. So this facility, we're looking at 100,000 square feet with an additional possible 80,000 square feet available for future growth of the crime lab and for a renovation cost of $21.5 million.
Okay, very good. Joining us now on the phone, we have Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley, and he and State Representative Alicia Reese had a conference call this afternoon to talk about yet another proposal for the Board of Elections' future, and their idea is to keep it downtown. Mayor Cranley, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
So,
and actually, Doc, just to give credit where credit's due, Dr. Sammarco was also part of our press conference as well.
So tell us, Howard and I were in the studio, so we have really no idea what you talked about.
No problem. So here's what we
didn't tell him, John.
Yeah, I've been watching this unfold, and like everybody, and I understand the great deal of enthusiasm and excitement for the crime lab in Mount Airy. And I think the city would be willing to partner with them to try to move some police services, property room, potentially SWAT. Plus, the city has space that we're currently renting at the Board of Elections. We can save money on that by moving that to Mount Airy. So I think there are a lot of opportunities to partner with the county to realize Dr. Sammarco's vision that is so desperately needed. However, I think we've also realized, as this new information of a move of the Board of Elections out of downtown is concerning to a lot of us for a number of reasons. Access to early voting, the symbolism that our Board of Elections should be downtown like it is in virtually every other city in the country and every major city in Ohio. And so Alicia Reese and other civil rights leaders reached out to me and asked if I had any ideas. And I happen to know that a couple of years ago, the Board of Elections looked at a building that's attached to the Shillitoe's building downtown, which takes it's an enormous building between 7th, Race, and Elm. And most people don't know it. And in fact, I didn't know it when I was told this a couple of years ago, that there is a separate building, separate from the apartment lofts, that is attached to the building. They're all kind of combined, with over 500,000 square feet, 280 usable, rentable square feet, that has been vacant for over 20 years. And the city is currently paying about $100,000 a year just to maintain a vacant building. And so I believe that we could offer, the Board of Elections needs about 80,000 square feet. We have over 280,000 square feet available in the building. We could offer to them rent-free because I know they are dealing with some significant financial issues. And so I am proposing that we use the city building as a win-win so the county can avoid some of its financial issues at its current building, get the space it needs because it also has a need for additional space, and be able to keep the Board of Elections downtown.
Tim, I don't want you to sit here and fall asleep. what do you make of that proposal?
I'm enthusiastic about the possibility of maintaining a Board of Elections downtown. John, the mayor is absolutely correct that in every other city in the state of Ohio, the boards of elections are downtown, and there are reasons for that. That's the location that's most accessible to the people who live in the county.
Who would actually renovate this 280,000 square feet?
Well, I think that's something we would negotiate, but and Dr. Sammarco has more details than I do, but I believe that there were substantial renovation costs to the Board of Elections if they moved to Mount Airy.
Yes.
And obviously this building would also require renovation, so I think that's part of the due diligence that we got to dive into. But, you know, the city's currently spending $100,000 a year just to maintain it as a vacant building, so I think within reason we can help in that regard.
And the county is spending $700,000 a year on the rent for the Board of Elections location. So you take some of that money, you do the renovations, and you're still saving on future rent.
And Mayor Cranley, I believe the police department, the space they have in the same building with the Board of Elections, isn't that one of the most expensive leases for building space that the city has?
Yeah, I mean, we're intending to move that, and I think we're likely to move it with the crime lab. That's kind of the trade here, you know, is that we can move some police services like SWAT or the property stuff, you know, and get the rent-free benefit at Mount Airy Hospital. So in essence, it would be county property that would be made available to us rent-free, and we could get out of one of our leases as it comes up for expiration in about a year at the Board of Elections building. And that's good for the city, and it's good to cooperate with the county on shared services on this crime lab. And then in exchange, I think it's only fair for us to offer some of our space free of charge to help deal with this other issue, which is that I think we're, as a community, are concluding that we don't want to move the Board of Elections out of downtown.
Dr. Sammarco, even if everyone were, if we could solve this issue today and you were going to create your police campus in Mount Airy, Board of Elections stays downtown. Where do you have any idea where you're going to come up with the funding to remodel the hospital building for what you need it to be for the crime lab?
You know, there have been a lot of suggestions made, and we are still looking into the real possibility of a private-public partnership. I think there are quite a few business leaders in Cincinnati. They're concerned about public safety and the impact on their businesses as well as their employees and their families. And I think that having a private-public partnership is, in this particular situation, could really happen. And having spoken to the commissioners in the past, I think there would be some debt service that would be involved with renovating the space for the crime lab. And going back to you really quickly about the needs of the Board of Elections and what we looked at the Mount Airy facility was the space that we were looking at and the space that the architects were working on for them was over 100,000 square feet, of which approximately 50,000 square feet was meant for storage, and the remaining 50-plus thousand square feet was going to be for operations. So being that it is a hospital, there would have been extensive renovations required for the Board of Elections, and if they choose to move it to Mount Airy, there would still be extensive renovations required for that. And I'm not sure how much renovation would be required at the old Shillitoe building. I haven't seen it, but I can't imagine that it would be much different than what they were looking at the Mount Airy facility.
Dr. Sammarco, with this new space, is this something that, maybe produce income is not the right word, but would you be able to handle more cases from outside agencies that perhaps you can't handle now just because you don't have the space or the resources?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the things I've pointed out, and people don't realize the incredible resources we have in the crime lab in the talent of the people that work there. We have some nationally renowned and arguably some world-famous people in forensic science working in our crime lab. And every week we are asked by other places, recently New York, Florida, Michigan, for us to process some of their evidence for them. And, of course, anything done outside the county, we can charge for. So if we had the personnel, we had the space, well, it should be space first, and then personnel and the equipment, I believe that we could increase the revenues to the crime lab. Right now we're at almost $1 million a year in outside county work that we do and revenues generated. And for a county office whose budget is a little over $3 million, that's a pretty big return.
Mayor Cranley, in just about, because we're running out of time here, in just about 20, 25 seconds, what's the next step?
Well, I personally reached out to all three commissioners, the Board of Elections members, and I'm hoping that they will take this as a good faith effort to find a win-win solution. There's already been some analysis done on how they could make this building work for the Board of Elections, and we're here to help, and we're here to help with the police department at the crime lab, because we understand that the county, in order to take on that obligation, will want some other tenants to help fill out the space. So, we're not trying to be difficult. We're trying to find a solution that works for our community to keep the Board of Elections downtown and access to early voting, in a convenient location on a lot of bus routes as it is downtown.
Tim, in about 10 or 15 seconds, I guess something could happen on Monday?
That's correct. We're scheduled to vote on Monday. I hope that the Republicans on the board will rethink. Interesting. The county administration had said all along they could keep aspects of the Board of Elections, including early voting, downtown. It wasn't until earlier this week when Alex announced that the Republican members of the board were absolutely opposed to doing that.
We've been discussing a plan to build a Hamilton County Crime Lab at the old Mercy Mount Airy Hospital building and another proposal to move the County Board of Elections to that same location. Our guest, Hamilton County Coroner Dr. Lakshmi Sammarco, and Hamilton County Board of Elections Chairman and County Democratic Party Chair Tim Burke. Also on the phone, Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available on our website, wvxu.org. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Our technical director was Bruce Ellis. With Howard Wilkinson, I'm Jay Hanselman.